to Sydney now, where a court is hearing evidence in the case against All Blacks security consultant Adrian Gard. He's been charged with making a false representation leading to a police investigation. This is after he said he found a bugging device that was hidden inside a chair at the hotel the All Blacks were staying at last year. Well, New Zealand Herald Investigations reporter Jared Savage is back with us. Jared, today you've heard from the manager of the hotel. What's his story about how this unfolded?
Well, basically, he's gone through the ins and outs of the 5 days after the bug was found, but probably the key point really was that Paul Walters, the general manager of the Intercontinental Hotel at the time, he said that he asked Darren Shand, the All Blacks manager, several times in the early, you know, the early part after the bug was found, whether they wanted the police involved. And according to Walters, Darren Shand said, no, we want to sort of keep the, you know, we want to keep the media attention out of this as much as possible. So it wasn't until much later in the piece, just before the eve, right a few hours before the test match, that it was finally reported to the police. And Paul Walters, his evidence was backed up by a private investigator, John Seward, who said that as early as the Tuesday, the day after the bug was found, he told Shand that a listening device was a potential criminal offence and should be reported to the police.
Did the hotel manager want to contact police?
He didn't say he wanted to. He said that he asked Shand whether or not he would want the police involved. And according to him, Shand said, no, we want to basically keep this out of the headlines. The private investigator brought in by the hotel the next day, he was much more forthright in saying, well, look, this is a potential criminal offence. And on two or three occasions, he said, we should report this to the police.
Okay. And the response from the All Blacks management?
Well, and Shane's evidence earlier, which was yesterday, he said, no, I was, you know, there was basically, I don't recall being asked about the police early on in those early days. On the Friday, the day before the test, he said that it was at that point then only when he was told that it was a potentially criminal offence, and that which surprised him. This is at odds with what the private investigator said, which was that he had that discussion on the Tuesday with him. So some conflicting accounts there.
Indeed. Intriguing. Jared Savage, who's in court, New Zealand Herald Investigations reporter in Sydney. Thank you. It's 5:24.